ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, this special Sunday edition on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer whose work can be seen 24-7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Now, as I speak, we are broadcasting live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream live video and watch the show live here from the Sports Byline headquarters in the lovely city of San Francisco, California. Some call it the city by the bay. Others call it the city by the gay. The bottom line is it's the most beautiful city in the entire world. The second most beautiful city, New York City, played host last night to Miguel Cotto in a TKO in 10 over Antonio Margarito. We'll talk with one of the writers who was ringside for that fight, Johnny Signorella, in just a few minutes. Also on today's show, we'll bring in the voice of HBO Boxing. I'm talking about the judge himself, Harold Letterman. When I say the voice, there's no voice more distinguishable than Harold Letterman's voice. I mean, he has a voice. Once you hear it, you know that's Harold. Well, Harold will be here about 35, 37 minutes past the hour. So if you'd like to call in and take part of today's show, the phone number coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about the entire weekend and results. The world of boxing, dip into some MMA. Not a whole lot of MMA. Today's predominantly a boxing show. But we'll touch on the MMA subject as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, our toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
That's right.
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're with Emilio Castillo's daughter and her husband, his son-in-law, and his ex-wife last night at Yoshi's San Francisco. We went to see Eddie Palmieri, the salsa great, of course, 76 years old. Yesterday was his birthday, 76 years old. Yeah, he's lost a little bit as far as the steps concerned, but, you know, he had it going on. He did. I'm not the biggest salsa fan in the entire world. In fact, I couldn't dance salsa if you put a gun to my head, but I like it to an extent. Not as much as the old lady, but I like it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Now we bring you to the Big Apple, folks. That's right, the site of last night's fight. I'm talking about the Miguel Cotto-Antonio Margarito match. Of course, it ended with a TKO in 10, with Cotto avenging his basically one of his two losses. The other loss was to Manny Pacquiao, but he avenged this loss. And this loss had a lot of revenge factor involved because Cotto was of the impression, and he told me last November when I talked with him, October of 2010, when I talked with him in Cartagena, Colombia at the WBO convention, that he was cheated, that he felt Antonio Margarito cheated by putting plaster of Paris. He felt his hands were loaded because he said that, you know, when he started hitting me, he goes, I got busted up like in a minute. And I never taken punishment like that before, that quickly, that rapidly that it came on. Because if you remember, Cotto was controlling most of the fight until later rounds. And then, you know, Margarito stepped it up and he started hitting him. And all of a sudden, Cotto looked like he'd been in a bus wreck. But the bottom line was, last night, he did get revenge. And the man on the scene, ringside for ringtalk.com, with Mr. Johnny Signorelli, is on the line from New York City. Big Johnny, how are you?
Pedro, doing great, man. How are you, sir?
Fine. How's the drum world?
Drum world's excellent, bro. Keeping busy at the studio, keeping busy with the gigs. Things are good.
Good. I'm going to see David Garibaldi. I'll see him twice. I think it's taking it back. I'll see him once in December, and I think three times in January. So always a pleasure to be with the king of R&B when it comes to the drums.
Let me tell you, Pedro, it's a tough life you have over there.
Yeah, right? It's a tough life. Speaking of tough life, tough life for Antonio Margarito. He got lit up like a White House Christmas tree last night, huh?
He certainly did. I tell you what, man, 13 of my friends came out with me last night. Everyone was anticipating this. Actually, this one had more rumblings than Pacquiao, Marquez, any Mayweather fight, especially in the tri-state area. I think for Madison Square Garden, this was probably the biggest boxing event staged since Holyfield Lewis the first time. Now, arguably, Hopkins and Trinidad was big, but New York was still reeling from 9/11, and rightfully so. So it kind of wasn't that anticipation that you had. Last night, the Garden was on fire. And let me tell you something. Bob Arum might be a lot of things, but, dude, I've been to a lot of rock concerts. I've seen a lot of fights. Last night's production was, like, better and bigger than a Kiss concert. I mean, there was, like, everything happening there. Fireworks, laser lights, all those kind of great, crazy things happening. But as far as the fight's concerned, despite the fact that Margarito did go in with a busted eye, questionable that he should be even able to box, even aside from hand wraps, just medically, I mean, Cotto looked great. There's nothing Margarito could have done. Even if they didn't stop the fight, he was just getting his ass handed to him, man.
Antonio Margarito, a loser last night, of course, suspended by the California State Athletic Commission for at least a year. Take that back, his license was revoked. He wasn't suspended. Yeah. His license was taken away. Then he went back to California, asked for a license. They said, we don't think so. Then he went to Nevada. They said, we don't think so. Sort of like shopping a hooker around with a social disease and trying to marry her because, you know, they blood test you. You know what I mean? You don't talk about they go from state to state. Well, they take blood tests here, so I can't marry her here. Let me go somewhere else. He ended up in Texas fighting Manny Pacquiao, and Bob Arum was on his knees begging, just one fight. That's all we need is just one fight. And then, you know, less than a year later, he's fighting Miguel Cotto in one of the biggest events in Madison Square Garden history because the Garden Garden wasn't only sold out. The city was a buzz. You're right.
Pedro, there was 21,000 people inside that arena. I never heard anything as loud in my entire life. And again, I've seen Rush. I've seen big-time rock bands. I've seen crazy sporting events. And the city was on fire. Everywhere you went, people were talking about it all week. Everybody that knows me knows I'm all about boxing, but they were really making an effort to find me all week long. And, hey, I want to talk about it, Johnny. I want to talk about it. What do you got? What do you got? And I was like, you know, if Margarito's face falls apart, I think Cotto's going to win. But despite that happening, you know, I mean, that did happen, you know, Cotto didn't need that advantage. He looked great. He had a great jab. His leg movement, now he ran a little bit more than I like to see, but it worked for him. And when you're facing a guy like Cotto that puts on all that pressure, you got to sidestep. You got to move around. You got to use your jab. And he did call on the body attack, which I really think prevented Margarito from getting into the fight. He had no power. Obviously, his hands were unloaded. But the body attack really kind of slowed him down a little bit. There was a mixture of uppercuts. Cotto stood his ground with combinations, something he really didn't do in the first fight. And Margarito never looked strong. And in the first round, one of my buddies was like, yo, Margarito looks real slow or Cotto looks real fast. I'm like, all right, Cotto looks pretty good, but Margarito looks, you know, real, real slow. So here's what's up. Maybe it's the confidence thing. Perhaps it leads towards, you know what, this guy probably did cheat, man. I think he was found guilty in the court of the ring.
I think you're right. Of course, talking about putting plaster of Paris pads inside your hand wraps, and that was done for the Shane Mosley fight. He was caught with one hand already wrapped up. His trainer, Javier Capitello, had the other pad in his pocket, in his little shirt pocket there. So they were ready to put both these pads in there, and of course, people have been suspicious of Margarito's power because it was sudden. All of a sudden, his power was like rebirth. It was like a rebirth to him because during the first tenure of his career, before the Cotto fights, before the Kermit Citron fights, isn't it? He couldn't punch worth nothing. He'd wear you down and wear you out. That's how he got those stoppages.
I think we saw that with the Pacquiao fight and the Cotto fight. Now, I mean, Pacquiao, he got to him, you know. Obviously, that was a drumming Pacquiao put on him, but he did hit Pacquiao a lot in that fight. I think he kind of, if I'm not mistaken, you know, busted his eardrum or something like that against Cotto there, Pacquiao. But he just doesn't look like even the determination, the punches that he puts together, the legs, it just seems like he doesn't have the confidence he did. He's not putting his back behind it. It's funny that you mentioned Mosley because that was an amazing fight, and you could tell Mosley was angry. I'd be hard-pressed to find the Mosley that put his back, like I was just saying, into shots, and he really put it on Margarito that night. And I'm still more impressed with that victory as far as you know, any loss that Margarito has taken, because no one's ever dropped him like that. And that's the one credit I will give Margarito. The guy has absolute determination, you know, unmatched, like maybe, you know, in terms of guys that can really take it, Arturo Gatti, guys like that, they got that hell code, man. Like, you better bring a gun to the ring if you want to put them on their back, because that's the only option. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and take it all night, and you better be ready to fight.
Yeah, but you know what? This is not a good example to set. Boxing's never set a good example, but this is sort of this is beyond the pale. The guy gets caught cheating in what I consider the ultimate crime in boxing. Most of us consider this the same thing. Most of us have been in the ring know that if you go against a guy with loaded gloves or a guy loads up his gloves, that's akin to the death penalty in boxing.
He's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you.
He's trying to kill you. And I think that you should pay the utmost in penalties for that. Margarito took a year off, came back, made $3 or $4 million fighting Manny Pacquiao, came back last night, made $3 or $4 million fighting Miguel Cotto. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound, you know, that isn't the right picture to paint. You know, it's sort of like that clown that ran for mayor of New York City, got caught smoking a crack, and then they reelected him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's what's up. You know, it sucks that he was able to make that type of money and get his licensing, but I do like that karma came back and bit him. You know, he took a tremendous beating against Pacquiao. His career is absolutely ruined. That he cannot box that eye.
$6 million.
Box after the Mosley fight. What's up is that, you know, he was able to administer that beating, and, you know, it's like Cotto was able to get his revenge by way of, you know, Margarito going into the fight again with the handicap. That eye is definitely difficult to box with. But the thing is, he got what he deserved, and I can't see him fighting at the upper echelon level of boxing at this point in time. I mean, everyone's going to go after that eye. It's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. All the guy is right now is a human punching bag, so he'll just keep getting his ass beat, you know?
Who needs to continue boxing if you've pocketed half of that? Suppose he's pocketed $3 million. He lives in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? He could buy an entire town and an army down there for that kind of money.
No doubt.
You know, so anyway, John.
I don't think he's a normal guy. I think that, you know, he's got something going on in there. I mean, any normal guy wouldn't conduct himself the way he has over the years. So it's kind of like, you know, what are you looking for? It's like, you know, it's kind of hard to rationalize people that are just a little offset like that. He's boxing his new bad boy a la like a Mike Tyson. You can't really get, you know, in the head of these guys.
Okay. Harold Letterman's coming up at 35, make it almost 40 minutes past the hour today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, this special Sunday edition. Heard live on Sports 56 as WHBQ. Of course, that's the voice of the fan in good old Memphis, Tennessee. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Signorelli is going to hang around for another segment. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to give us a call on our toll-free phone lines, Canada, Puerto Rico, the USA, of course, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
The way that you talk really knocks.
Toyota-certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota-certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Dato-certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. no matter who you decide to draw.
That the guy.
Of course, that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
From Bobby Slayton, the great Bobby Slayton, will be at the Punchline in San Francisco next Thursday through Saturday. He's got one show on Thursday, two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. Of course, the great Bobby Slayton, one of my favorite comedians. I saw him a couple weeks ago, and I'm going back next week. Anytime Slayton's in town, it is a special, special, special time. And you know what? He's a comedian that I used to worry about bringing girls to see because, you know, he has a foul mouth, and he's pretty rank, and he's pretty honest. Honest. I want to underline honest there. And I took a couple of women to see him in the past 4 or 5 years, and they've loved him. So everybody likes Bobby Slayton because Bobby tells it like it is. The Pitbull Comedy, Yid Vicious at the Punchline in San Francisco next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's right, Bobby Slayton at the Punchline. Now, my guy on the phone from New York City has a lot of punch in him. We call him Signorelli. His name is Johnny Signorelli. He's a professional drummer, a boxing trainer, and a boxing writer as well. Of course, he's one of our feature writers at ringtalk.com. And I've got a couple questions to run at you. Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, Johnny.
Okay.
I would bet any Filipino that wants to, I would bet on Mayweather.
Oh, absolutely, man. Come on. Especially after that last performance. Forget about it. It was, in my opinion, always going to be a competitive fight, a fight where Mayweather gets hit a little bit more than you'd expect. And I always try not to say that going into every single fight against Mayweather, because I do say that a lot. But because you always see something, but you know what? It never happens because what he does, he's a master of it. He takes what you do good, and if you have success, he turns it around on you, and next thing you know, boom, you know, the fight's his. But after that last performance for Pacquiao, now more than ever, no, it'd be a nightmare. I give it less than 6 rounds. Maybe, he would just totally chip up Pacquiao.
I thought Pacquiao looked bad against Mosley. People said, what are you talking about? He knocked Mosley down. He won most of the rounds. But I thought he looked bad. I thought his legs looked bad. I didn't think he had any snap. He didn't have much
speed. Nail on the head right there was legs. I noticed that in that fight. And they keep talking about two-handed punch, and I'm not seeing it. I haven't seen it in the past two fights. I saw it against a guy like Ricky Hatton that was standing in front of you.
Yeah.
I saw it against Miguel Cotto when he got caught in the heat of the moment and in the passion of the fight in that fourth round where they went toe-to-toe. You know, that's easy to do, but when a guy's giving you movement and a guy, you know, is doing his thing and having his way with the fight a little bit, it's kind of hard to get off what you want to get off, you know? I mean, anyone could be a two-handed puncher. In other words, when you're standing in the center of the ring or you're going, you know, back and forth shot for shot. But it just seems like some of his weapons are losing itself. It might have something to do with the weight gain. Everyone was like, well, he moves up in weight so good. And I think this weight right here at 144, this catch weight, it has not really impressed me too much. And I certainly thought Marquez won that fight, probably more decisively than the first two fights. Obviously, Marquez stayed on his feet. That was one of the keys to victory.
Yep.
More importantly, I just thought he, again, outboxed Pacquiao. Even though he was a guy moving around the ring, guess what? Last night, Cotto was a guy moving around the ring. He outboxed Margarito. Not really much different. You know, Pacquiao just was a little bit busier.
You know, you can when you talk with sane Filipinos, I mean, I'm not talking about fanatical, I call them pack nuts. Fanatical
right.
fans of Manny Pacquiao. When you talk to sane Filipinos, they realize that he did lose the fight to Marquez and he got a gift. Okay, so they haven't been boasting too much in the blogosphere of late. Okay, but the bottom line is, you know, I think that like Cotto told me last October, bringing back the conversations I had with Miguel Cotto in Cartagena, Colombia last year at the 2010 WBO, the World Boxing Organization, that's one of my sponsors, their convention, and he told me he had never felt the guy get stronger in the 7th, 8th, and 9th round than Pacquiao did. And he fought a lot of guys who were bigger than Pacquiao. You know, and I really think that, and, you know, people say the steroids. I don't think it's the steroids. I really think that, in my opinion, in my guess is that Manny Pacquiao was using EPO and or blood doping. What I mean by that is he was increasing the oxygen flow in his blood by 45%. Yeah. So instead of getting weaker as a fight goes down, he's getting stronger. The other guy's getting weaker. It doesn't – from a physical point of view, okay, it doesn't make any sense for a smaller guy to get stronger as the fight goes on and the bigger guy to get weaker. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And, of course, that's all a possibility. I think most importantly right now, you're not seeing that. Maybe it's because if he was on a doping substance, you know, possibly, you know. But at the same time, like, I think people talk about Congress, movies, all that. He's been doing all that kind of stuff for years now. So, I mean, that could be a factor, whatever. I just think he's done a lot. and he very seldomly takes a break, and, you know, he trains really, really hard. I think he was very prepared for the fight.
How can you train, Johnny, you train fighters. Yeah. How can you train 3.5 hours a day, 5-6 days a week? That's impossible.
That's an amazing question. You know, I don't have, if I had the answer for that, I'd have 10 Manny Pacquiao's. I'd have 20 Manny Pacquiao's, and I'd be a millionaire, a billionaire, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But it's, that's very, very highly unlikely. I've seen, you know, I was in camp for a lot of professional fighters leading up to fights, watching them, and I've seen some tremendous, you know, workouts, and I've never seen anything like that, no.
And not to do it repeatedly, and you watch him in those fights with Cotto and things like that when he was suspected to be on the juice or on something, and you see him recover in the corner in 25 and 30 seconds. I mean, he's not even breathing hard anymore. And I'll tell you who the original blood doper was, and Mexicans are going to get mad when I bring this up, though, the late Salvador Sanchez. He was a blood doper. He was a guy that he actually did it the old-fashioned way, where they took like 2 pints of your blood out and froze it and then put it back in your body.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so I mean, Sanchez was into blood doping, but I think this blood doping, in fact, I think steroids is running rampant. I mean, Austin Trout was on the show yesterday, and he is the WBA junior middleweight champion along with Cotto. Now, Cotto's going to give up the title because he doesn't want to fight Austin Trout. That's the news in the... That'll be coming up.
Yeah, he only wants those money fights, you know.
Yeah, well, let,
Bob
let,
Arum, what he does with these fighters nowadays, like, again, he gives you a good show, but it's like he's keeping everything in the house. Like, you know, there's a lot of potential for good fights here for Miguel Cotto at this point, you know, whether it be Sergio Martinez, a move up in weight class would be a good fight. You know, Martinez doesn't really have a problem getting down to 154. I think he actually struggles to make 160 at times, you know. And then, of course, you got Saul Alvarez coming up, who is represented by Golden Boy, which, you know, obviously Top Rank does not get along with. But then again, who gets along with Top Rank? But, you know, it's just, this is where you're at, you know, and it's unfortunate. It shouldn't be locked down like that. Boxing needs what more of what happened in the past couple months. Big events, Pacquiao Marquez. Last night, like, again, that was a spectacular event. Like, I've never seen anything quite like it. I even blew my voice out a little bit. I very, very rarely get crazy like that. You know, but it was just, you couldn't contain yourself. It was just amazing. And boxing needs that type of buzz.
You know what? That buzz, you feel at almost every UFC event. In fact, you know, the laser lights, all this kind of stuff. He's stealing stuff from what he called the UFC mixed martial arts, Bob Arum did, homosexual sex. That's what he called it. I ain't kidding you not. Okay? But yet these guys are a $1 billion corporation. Now, I'm a $1 billion business. I'm talking about the UFC. And the world of MMA is probably more than that if you had the other little companies that's in like Bellator is going to be coming to Spike TV in 2013. And, I mean, things are happening in the world of MMA. But the thing is, when they bring you to an event, Johnny, they entertain you the entire time. It's a lot of
that's
boxing events. You're sitting on your hands for 20 minutes between fights.
You know what's up? Last night, they hurried everyone up. I even leaned to my boy and I told him this. I was like, dude, man, this reminds me of kind of a mixed martial arts event where people actually care about the undercard. Very rarely, I don't know if you saw it on the pay-per-view, but pretty much every ass was in the seat at the start of the pay-per-view card at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That place was hopping all night long, and I've been to a lot of major boxing events where you see it on TV. There's like 30 guys the first fight, then it starts building. By the co-feature, the house is just about ready, but people were getting it in last night, so it does need more of that. It does need more of that hype because, you know, it caters to that younger genre, the rock concert type of scenario, where you feel like you're at an event and you're part of something. And I think boxing, not only Bob Arum, who is doing it, boxing needs to understand that in general, that it has to cater to that type of audience as well. And last night it certainly did. I mean, it wasn't just Puerto Ricans in the house. It was a lot. But you had a lot of different, you know, nationalities and all different types of people running around, whether they be punk rockers or metalheads or whatever. And everyone was just there for the same purpose and enjoying it just the same way. And I do have to say this about the Garden. It was pretty chill last night. Like, I was like, I don't know, man. We might have a Galata-Bo situation in here. Everyone's got to be careful. You know, but it ended up being pretty good. They did cut liquor off at 10 o'clock, though, because there was one major fight that took place, and I think that's why they shut it down. But, you know, some people just can't handle it.
Good call by the Garden. Good call by Johnny Signorella. All the best to you, my brother. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much, man. And thank you to all our listeners here at Ring Talk, man.
All the best to you, Johnny. Johnny Signorella of ringtalk.com. Some other events in last night, of course, at the Garden. Brandon Rios, no longer the WBA lightweight champion. Couldn't make 135, weighed 136.9, but he won a TKO in 11 over John Murray, a 10-1 underdog who couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. He was from Manchester, the UK. Murray's now 31-2, 18 KOs. Rios is 29-0-1, 22 KOs. Mike Jones of the Philadelphia was a winner. 12-round decision over Sebastian Lujan. One-sided fight across the board, 119-109 twice and 118-110. Delvin Rodriguez was the winner in that in a rematch of almost fight of the year earlier this year against Pawel Wolak. And he was the unanimous decision winner in 10. He'll probably end up facing WBA junior middleweight champion, 154-pound champion, Austin Trout, 24-0, 14 KOs. Of course, he's the man that Cotto's supposed to fight. Cotto's not going to fight him. So, you know, Austin's got to go somewhere. And Victor Arcinian, he lost again. That's right, the Raging Bull, full of it. Now he's now what? He's lost his third, fourth fight? What is his record now? 37-4-1. Of course, he was unbeaten until he ran into Lenito Donaire on 7-7-0-7. I'm talking about July 7, 2007. Got knocked silly. Got knocked out with one, by one punch. Last night lost to Anselmo Moreno. Yeah, out of Panama. Pretty good fight. Unanimous decision, 12 rounds. In the main event, Abdermaris, the king of the low blows, won a unanimous decision, 12 rounds, a rematch over Joseph Agapico. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And by the way, Harold Letterman is up next of HBO fame. You want to talk to Harold? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. Have envied him for so long. Oh.
The dudes do envy my next guest, folks. He is the voice of HBO boxing. I mean, he is the most distinguishable voice in all of boxing. Harold Letterman, of course, the HBO boxing job. Harold, how are you and your lovely wife today, sir?
I'm good, Pedro, and Eileen's fine also. Thank you.
Okay, and how's Julie's just getting some work, huh? Julie Letterman, your daughter, looks like she's getting some work.
Yeah, you noticed that, huh? She was the judge last night in the Miguel Cotto Antonio Margarito, and she also had an HBO show recently with Nonito Donaire, so I guess she's doing okay.
Well, considering I think New York and New Jersey had that horrible fight with
Arislandi Lara.
Arislandi Lara, of course, and Paul Williams a few months back. I mean, after that decision, the judges were allegedly suspended or reassigned or sent somewhere else, sent packing. But the bottom line is they didn't bring in experienced judges, and they paid for it.
Yeah, I guess that had a lot to do with the assignment to judges. Melvina Latham did okay last night. She used a few new people, and they worked out very, very well. You know, she used people that were working in New York regularly on a club show circuit and hadn't had a lot of experience in big fight scenarios, you know. But they handled the pressure really well, and I have to say the decisions last night were right on the money. I mean, in all the HBO fights, so, you know, no complaints. Good for Melvina Latham.
I would love to work for that lady. I told her that too.
She's a nice person. Yeah. Under tremendous pressure. I mean, you know, Bob Arum wanted that fight in New York. He wasn't going to spend money to move it anywhere else. Cotto said he wouldn't fight any place but New York. You can't blame him if you watch the pay-per-view. I mean, my God, if you ever saw a hometown crowd, it was that crowd last night for Cotto. I mean, if there were 21,000 people in the building, you had 20,000 Cotto fans and 1,000 rooting for Shawnee Monahan, the Irish kid in the preliminaries, who sells tickets galore.
Okay. When I'm looking at some of the highlights of HBO boxing this year, I thought the one fight that sort of stands out is Nonito Donaire, one-punch knockout of Fernando Montiel, Superfly Montiel. I think that was in January. But that was a tremendous event. Take me back to that in your mind.
You know, it established Nonito Donaire as a superstar. I mean, it took him, you know, people knew that Nonito Donaire could fight. You know, with the Darchinian fight, but I got to tell you, when he knocked out a real good puncher like Fernando Montiel in such a vicious manner with one shot, I mean, people looked at him and said, wow, he's something special. I mean, he probably went to number three in the world in the pound-for-pound ratings right behind Pacquiao and Mayweather. I mean, I would argue that Andre Ward deserves that number three slot, but Nonito Donaire certainly is number three in a lot of people's minds, as is Sergio Martinez. I mean, you know, right now everybody concedes Pacquiao and Mayweather to be 1-2, whichever one you like better, and number three is all up in the air. So, you know, I guess that's where we stand. But certainly it did a lot for Nonito Donaire, that's for sure. I mean, it really made him a star. Now I'm sure he's going to move out of 118, move up to 122, and we'll see what happens. You know, I guess they're talking about Wilfredo Vasquez Jr., and that'll be a hell of a fight.
Vasquez Jr. a little too green, I think. Had no amateur career. Was learning on the job.
He's got great genes.
Great. We're not talking about JEANS. We're talking about genes, folks. His father, of course, Wilfredo Vasquez Sr., was a WBA champion at 126 and 130 pounds. Correct, Harold?
Yep, I believe so. You know, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, no question about that. All right, Saul Alvarez. Is he the real deal?
You know, Pedro, I love that kid. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, that kid is barely 21 years old. I tell you, I look at the 154-pound division. It's a great division. You know, you know, they talk about everybody, you know, guys moving down, guys moving up into it. You know, everybody wants to fight at 154. And in my mind, Canelo Alvarez is the best guy there. I mean, he can punch a little bit. Certainly unbelievable that the kid's only barely 21 years old. He certainly can box. He uses the ring beautifully. His ring generalship is beyond belief. He's got a nice jab. I mean, to me, he is the real deal. I really like him. You know, when Richard Schaefer and Oscar De La Hoya first signed him, I said, you know, another flash in the pan, never fought anybody. But the more I watch him, the more I like him. I liked him with Ryan Rhodes. He stopped him in the last round when Hector Afu, the Panamanian referee, who I like very much, jumped in and stopped the fight really at the right time because Ryan Rhodes was taking a beating. you know. Now he came back the other night with Cintron. He just looks terrific. I really, really believe that at 154, I honestly believe he can beat Miguel Cotto. And Miguel Cotto is a terrific fighter if they do a unification. I think Canelo will beat Vanish Martirosyan, who's got great skills. I mean, he's undefeated, he can punch, he's tall, good boxer. I think Canelo will beat him. Certainly, without doubt. I mean, in Guadalajara, Canelo sells a ton of tickets where he's a real hero for a kid that's only 21 years old. You know, Mexico City will probably do very, very well as well. But, I just think this kid is the real deal. I really believe that, if they keep him at 154 and they match him against the right 54-pounders, he'll be a superstar. He really is good.
You brought up Andre Ward, of course, the current WBA, the world super middleweight champion, is 168 mm-hmm. pounds. And he's going to take on Carl Froch.
That's my man.
Yeah, all right.
Andre Ward.
I love him, too. And, of course, I've been around him for better than 15 years now. But the bottom line is he says that Austin Trout can beat Saul Alvarez and Miguel Cotto in the same night. The slick box and southpaw.
I watched the fight from El Paso, Greg Cohn promoted in Cohn Stadium. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Cohn Stadium, where the El Paso baseball team, the minor league baseball team plays, is not named after Greg Cohn, even though Greg Cohn was the promoter in that recent Austin Trout defense the other night. It was named after two guys who played in the 20s or something like that. One of them, I believe, was the, when he went up to the major leagues, replaced, one of the Hall of Famers. I don't remember what it was. Roger Swansby or whomever. But be as it may, Cohn Stadium wasn't named after the promoter of the fight the other night when Austin Trout defended in Cohn Stadium. Austin Trout's a good fighter, undefeated southpaw, real good skills, decent puncher. But to tell you the truth, I don't know. I just like Canelo better. I really think that, Canelo's got a way. He just takes charge from the opening bell. You just ain't going to push him back. On the other hand, Austin Trout, if you back him up, put a lot of pressure on him, you can beat him. And I think Canelo would do that. I really believe if they had a showdown, it would be a sensational fight. I hope we get something like that for HBO. I hope Greg Cohn is listening and he'll work a deal to sell that one to HBO. But Canelo, Austin Trout would be a heck of a fight. They got a funny feeling that Canelo would win a decision. I really think that Canelo's a little bit better. I'd love to see Canelo with Miguel Cotto being as good as he is. And, I'd love to see those kind of fights to see if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, in a nutshell, Sergio Martinez, is he the Rodney Dangerfield of boxing?
Well, I got to tell you, the guy's 39 years old. He deserves to make money. He's a tremendous fighter, hard as the devil to beat. He's got a style that's brutal to fight. I mean, he could knock anybody into the second row, even me. Might even knock you into the second row, Pedro. The guy's dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be in the same room with Sergio Martinez. He's so dangerous. Anyway, today, he's a southpaw. He comes over the top of that left hand. It's just vicious. Really, really good fighter, and I like him a lot. Now, the rumors are he's going to fight Matthew Maclin in New York St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, possibly with Andy Lee in the semifinal because, Lou DiBella promotes all three of them. So, I'm looking for Matthew Maclin, Sergio Martinez. That should be a good fight. But I really want to see Sergio Martinez make some money now before he's too old to do it.
Well, I think the sanctioning bodies aren't helping him out any either. We'll change that subject for another day. Let's continue on HBO's year in boxing. Yuri Gamboa came into his own this year?
Let me tell you about Uriorkis Gamboa. I think if there was a loser last night, it was Uriorkis Gamboa because he was chomping at the bit to fight Brandon Rios at 135. I mean, Uriorkis Gamboa up until now has been fighting featherweights, and he's such a good TV fighter because he gets knocked down, he gets up, and he beats the hell out of his opponent, and he knocks the guy out, And now that he's with Emmanuel Stewart, I don't know if you knew that or mm-hmm. not, I think he's a much better fighter. I think that Emmanuel is a terrific trainer, and he's doing a lot for Uriorkis Gamboa. I mean, Emmanuel, if you talk to him now, all he talks about is Uriorkis Gamboa because, Vladimir was in the hospital with a kidney stone problem. So, Emmanuel Stewart's main focus right now is Uriorkis Gamboa. So I started to tell you about last night. I mean, last night, everybody was talking about Brandon Rios, if he could make 135, was going to fight Uriorkis Gamboa if he got by John Murray. But now that's off because Brandon Rios is not going to go back down to 135. He can't make the weight. He forfeited mm-hmm. his title. And, Uriorkis Gamboa is going to have to look for a new opponent. Brandon Rios, if you read the internet today, they're The rumors are that Bob Arum's looking to do, Brandon Rios and Mike Enchando, which I think would be a heck of a fight between two undefeated good junior welterweights. But as far as Uriokas Gamboa goes, I don't know what he's going to do now. He's ready to fight, but who he's going to fight, I really don't know. But as I say, I like him because, you know, a real good puncher, well-built guy, well-conditioned fighter. Now that he's with Emmanuel, I have more confidence in him. I really feel that Emmanuel will do a lot. He's working like heck to learn English, from what I understand. I understand his English is getting a lot better. I mean, he's a kid that came from Cuba, lives in Miami, but, he's really working on that English, from what Emmanuel tells me. And, I think we're going to hear a lot from him and see a lot from him. And, 2012 should be a good year for Gamboa, even though he's not going to have the big money fight with Rios.
Okay. You tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, where we are broadcasting live at sportsbyline.com as well as on the network and at facebook.com/ringtalk. Go to the Ustream live video button. You can tune in and watch the show via Facebook. Some other people that made some impressions on HBO this year, the heavyweights, Vitaly or Vladimir, who's better? I think it's Vitaly.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. People say he's a little bit old. He ain't a little bit old. Boy, if ever a guy was in his prime, it's Vitaly. I mean, he just looks terrific. He's a hell of a banger. He's got a good jaw. He doesn't fight scared. He comes right at you. I like Vitaly Klitschko. I really do. On the other hand, Vladimir, you don't know what to expect because, we've seen him get knocked down so many times, although you can't take it away from him. In the past couple of years, nobody's knocked him down. I mean, he's really looking good, and I just hope he gets over this kidney stone problem. I think that Jean-Marc Mormec is really not a creditable opponent, but what the heck? I mean, if anybody deserves a breather, I guess it's Vladimir. I agree with you. I think Vitaly's the better of the two. Okay.
James Kirkland, where does he rank? You didn't mention him at 154. Does he belong to be mentioned at 154?
Boy, after that Angulo performance, you got to love the guy. I mean, holy mackerel. Whoever thought he could do something like that? I mean, he got blitzed by Alfredo Angulo in the first minute and a half of the fight. But after that, he jumped right up after he got knocked down, and he just took it away from Angulo. Angulo punched himself out in the first round, and Kirkland beat the hell out of him for four more rounds and stopped him. I mean, I wouldn't have predicted that in a million years. The only thing I was predicting was we were going to have a knockout one way or the other, but I didn't think it was going to be such a total domination. James Kirkland looks like $1 million with Ann Wolf. I mean, he is in such a comfort zone. It's just amazing. You know, he went back with Ann Wolf after he spent a little bit of time with Kenny Adams, who I'm sure taught him something. And, Kenny's a great guy, great trainer, terrific person. I'm sure James Kirkland learned a lot from Kenny, but, now that he's back with Ann, he's just, like, unbelievable. He really, really looks like $1 million, and certainly he'd be competitive with any 54-pounder. I have no idea, who Golden Boy's looking at for James Kirkland. I mean, certainly there's an awful lot of great junior middleweights out there, whether it's Canelo or Carlos Molina, or Eris Landy Lara. I mean, Paul Williams. There's so many guys at 154 for Kirkland, that's for sure. So, which direction they're going to go in, I don't know, but we'll see early in 2012, that's for sure. Talk about Carlos Molina. Doesn't he deserve a good shot? I mean, doesn't he deserve an HBO main event? I mean, there's a guy that keeps on winning. Nobody expects him to win, and he keeps on winning. And, he's the guy. He reminds me, you remember Tony Marshall a few years back?
Of course.
Real good fighter, real good boxer, never got the big shot. To me, that's Carlos Molina. Same story,
I'll give you a little story before I let you go. I used to whoop on Tony Marshall in the gym.
Oh, there you go. Albany, New York's Tony Marshall.
Yeah, they brought him out to Frisco for some sparring. They brought him in here for like a month and a half in 84, 85, somewhere around there, and
right.
I licked him like a stamp.
Wow.
Those are the days. Harold, I love you. Say hello to the wife for me.
Will do, Pedro. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Good night now.
All right. Harold Lederman on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, broadcasting here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, and of course, facebook.com/ringtalk. And don't forget, folks, Ring Talk usually airs on Saturday mornings at 11:05 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
J.B., the late James Brown.
Hey!
The big payback.
Got to pay back.
That's right. Thank you, J.B. God rest your soul. I wonder if they ever buried him. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network. And I said that, talked about the regular Ring Talk show. It airs Saturday morning at 11.05 a.m. Pacific time. I said 11.05 p.m. before. It's 11.05 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. You can go to ringtalk.com, get all the information. Of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ringtalk, has got the Ustream live video going right now. So we've got it all going on here. We're covering video, we're covering audio, we're covering the internet, we're covering the radio. We got it going on. I want to thank my fantastic producer. I'm talking about Scott Cuddy, the one and only, often imitated but never, never, never duplicated, folks. Some results over the weekend. Alexander Povetkin was a winner. He is the WBA or some heavyweight title. Anyway, who cares? He beat up Cedric Boz of America in 8 rounds. That was about it. Oh, and the world's women title changed hands in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A hometown lady named Holly Holm was stopped in 7 rounds by Anne Mathis of France. So the world 147-pound championship changes hands. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our next broadcast will be Saturday morning, 11.05 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can always check us out at ringtalk.com for all the information. Until next week, keep your hands up, your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. 'Cause I love-